Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Yesterday, we finished up Stephen's speech in Acts chapter 7, but that's not the end of the story. Not only do you notice Stephen's command of Scripture in his sermon, but you also notice a humble boldness. I don't think you can separate the two. The more Scripture you pour into your heart, the more confidence you will have in Christ. Stephen had to know that his sermon was going to end in one of two ways. It could end like Peter's did in Acts chapter 2 with the people asking, "What must we do to be saved?" and then a great revival breaking out. Or it was going to end very badly for Stephen. But he doesn't back away, does he? He preaches and then suffers for the glory of Christ. Notice this with me. In Luke chapter 22, it's right after Jesus tells the council that they will see him seated at the right hand of the power of God, that they then say, "What further testimony do we need?" In other words, the lynching begins right after Jesus says this. And did you notice when people begin to pick up stones to kill Stephen? It's right after Stephen declares, "I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Let's look at it for ourselves. Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. "Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. And then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Those men that day were not stoning Stephen because they hated Stephen. They were stoning him because they hated Jesus. And Stephen was willing to suffer dishonor for the glory of Jesus. And as a point of encouragement, notice that Jesus is standing in Stephen's vision. Jesus makes it a point, and the book of Hebrews makes it a point to say that Jesus sits down at the right hand of God, the position of honor and power. In the temple, there were no places for the priests to sit down because there was always work to do. But in heaven, the great high priest, Jesus, sits down because he has finished all the work that needs to be done. And it is repentance from our sin and faith in his finished work that gains us that eternal home. So here in Acts chapter 7, verse 56, when Jesus is standing, as if Jesus is standing to watch and welcome Stephen into his eternal home. He, Jesus, is worth every stone cast at us. And I pray that when you enter heaven, he stands before you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." When you pray today, please remember Ronald and Carolina Murillo, our missionaries in Panama. And also remember the Cebu broadcast in the Philippines.